Blog Talk Radio.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Guardians and Angelic Realms. I am your host, Mrs. Smith, also known as Mambo La Reina. You know, I cannot believe it's already October 9th. We're just a few weeks before Halloween. The veil is quite thin, they say, but I think it's thin all the time. You know, as a working psychic medium, this is, you know, any psychic medium's biggest time of the year. You know, we get paranormal investigation requests, readings, events. We have an upcoming event October 17th, that's a Saturday, in Panama City, Florida, called The Night with the Oracles, and it's at the Crystal Cottage, and I'll be doing a live gallery reading. And it's actually the first large group of gallery reading I'll ever have done. I've done small groups, and of course I've been doing readings for 100 years, but as far as a large group being on stage, this is the first time. So it's going to be a new experience for me. We have five readers. We have one coming in from Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Texas, and then my husband and I, of course, from Florida, will be there doing readings. And each reader, each oracle, has a special type of reading they're doing. So one is doing readings with crystals, one is doing past life readings, one's doing palm readings, angel readings, tarot readings, stones and bones, shamanic reading. So it's a very, very cool night, and it's $20, and we're putting on a show, and then you get three readings with your tickets. So it's going to be really exciting. So it's on my Facebook page. If you want to go to facebook.com/divinerealmreader, you'll see it all over the place, the cover page, Night with the Oracles, you know, and it's a whole big thing we're really excited about. So also, I wanted to say a shout-out to our listeners, both of them. I say that joke all the time. But I know Sally Weber is listening. She's always very sweet and reposts, watches like the one show she doesn't listen to. But she always reposts about the show that's going on. Thank you, Sally. Nicholas from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, he's listening. Steve-O, supposedly he's listening. He says he listens, and then he writes me and says, I heard it in archives. So, Steve-O, I'm hoping you're listening to it live. And we record it live, and you can listen to it at a later date in archives. But whatever happens live, it happens live. So we get dropped calls, we get interruptions, all kinds of crazy things can happen, you know. So bear with us if anything odd happens. Tonight, I have a really cool guest. She is an angelic medium from Canada. And she's calling from Canada, and I was kind of worried because she's calling from her cell phone from Canada to Florida through Blog Talk. Now, anybody who works with Blog Talk knows that Blog Talk is like crazy, you know. It's like sometimes it just doesn't work, you know. So I'm hoping everything goes through, and I watch hers just be like the most perfect clear reception. But her name is Summer Allen, and she's an angelic medium. She does angel readings. I encourage anyone who would like a message from Spirit to call in the show. and we'll get to you and the best that we can. And the guest call-in number is 657-383-0584. Okay, 657-383-0584. And you can call in and get a message from Spirit from Summer Allen. So we won't be taking questions. It'll be just a message from Spirit. So I'll ask our producer if we can find Summer Allen and bring her on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Summer Allen. Are you there? Hey, are you
I'm
there?
Here.
Yay.
Yeah,
how
can
are
you, hear me?
You?
I'm
yes?
good.
Can you
yeah,
hear
I was
us?
A little worried there that I wouldn't make it.
Yeah, it was, you know, that's just, see, I told you, it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
Blog Talk is weird, and I think last week I was supposed to be on Mojo's show, and they just, like, kicked him off the air as the host. He couldn't even call in. So
oh, no.
It's just, so between Blog Talk being a free internet radio show and then cell phones and the weather, because it's been raining so much in certain parts here, that it just affects it. So I'm just so glad we have the summer.
Well, thank you
How
for having me. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to give some readings, and you'll have to excuse my loudness in the background. I have a parrot, and he's a little angry. So if
he's
you hear a lot of
parrot.
Pterodactyl noises, that's a bird. Fun live show.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You hear it every show. It's live.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm uncomfortably laughing, you know, and I'm inside sweating, you know.
Yeah, you're going, oh, no.
I was like, good God. But that's okay. A crazy parrot, that's okay. Amy Tomlin would appreciate that.
Yes.
You know?
She
anytime I give people shout-outs and I tell them, did you hear me that I said your name? They're like, oh, we didn't listen, you know.
No,
you listen to every show, but the show I give a shout-out, they're like, oh, I didn't hear that one, you know. So we do have some people on hold, and as you heard earlier, they'll be receiving a message from Spirit. So what I would like you, Summer, as an angelic medium, I'd like you to connect with your angels, and you choose the deck for the voice that you hear. And I'd like to get their name and where they live, and then you give them the message from Spirit, like a three-card spread or something like that. So
that sounds perfect. Yeah.
Great. Mr. Producer, can you bring on a person who's been waiting on hold?
Hi.
Hello, you're
my
on
name
the
is
air.
Trish.
Hi, Trish. Where are you from?
New York.
You are in New York.
Hi, Trish.
All right. Well, Summer Allen, do you have a message from Spirit for Trish in New York?
Yes, I'm feeling I'm going to pull from my help deck. So let's see what's going on with your help. So I am seeing that they say exercise is key. So Archangel Raphael, you know, he wants you to make an exercise program, and that works for you. Whatever your interests are, see if you can get some exercise in to stay a little healthier. I also get stay positive. So they want you to stay optimistic and ask your body for a message. So what they're
That's
wanting
good.
From you Yeah, is to honor yourself, respect your body, and listen to it. Listen to what your body needs. Oh, you still there?
Yes.
Yeah. So can I ask you a question, or is that because my question was more around relationship?
We'll go ahead and let you ask the question, Chris, but really it's a message from Spirit. Spirit wants you to get a little bit more healthier. But if you have a question, since it's early in the show, go ahead and ask something.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm curious what Spirit sees regarding where my relationship is going.
Okay. Oh, interesting. So I've got, pay attention to red flags. I'm sorry, I'm getting a lot of crinkles. crinkling over here. I'm not sure if you guys can hear me.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of. Are you hearing that, Trish, too? A lot of.
I'm not.
Okay. So Trish is
maybe
the only one who can hear as well.
All right.
We're the
host
of the guest.
I got pay attention to the red flag. So they're wanting you to feel a bit cautious with things you say, things you do in your relationship. Pay attention to the red flags because there could be some pretty big ones, and it'll just help you guide your relationship along the way it needs to go. Your love is being affected by children, I get. I don't know if you have children or if your relationship has children or if you're wanting children, but somewhere in there needs to be a conversation about children to work out the kinks sort of thing.
Now remember, Trish, your first message from Spirit was about exercise and taking care of yourself and honoring your body.
Right.
That was the initial message for you, and then about relationships. So I believe that those two messages have something to do with it, you know?
Yes.
You know, getting in shape also helps your confidence level and how you feel about yourself, and then what you elude out to others. You know, when you feel sexy, you act sexy, you know?
That's
so I think
so
both
true.
Those messages, you know what I mean, are important for you. I'm sorry, Summer. And was there another message from Spirit for her?
The last one was wedding. So there's either...
A wedding?
There could be... something involving a wedding. It's not necessarily that you will get married, but there is a possibility for something to happen at a wedding you go to, or it could be your own. So, all right.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Thank
wonderful.
You so
thank
much,
you.
Trish.
Thank
all
you
right,
for calling
bye-bye.
In. All right, so I'm hoping that static is only heard among me and you,
yeah.
Summer.
Me too, yeah.
And remember, everyone, she's calling from Canada, so that's pretty cool, you know, how the internet is able to work from Canada to Florida, and God only knows where Blog Talk Radio based is at. So we're going to take
okay.
our next caller. All right, let's see. You're on the air.
Hello?
What's your name? You're on the air. What's
Hi,
your name?
Hi, this is Amber.
Amber, and where are you calling from?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Hi, Amber.
And Hi. Summer, what do you feel is a message for Amber from Spirit?
I'm really drawn to actually just the tarot deck, which I have out.
Okay.
So I will do three from there and just see what message the angels have to say in general.
Okay.
So I've got the Knight of Water, and that's emotional, romantic. You could be falling in love, but you're needing to balance your emotions. You're needing to kind of watch the emotional waves that are going on in your life right now. And then Page of Air. So this is logical, honest, impulsive, and curious. So challenging information could be coming your way, delays, changes of plans. Or you could be getting news that's a little upsetting. But life experience is after, and that means, like, some big event is about to happen. So you're going to need to watch your emotional waves, and you might not get the information or the event in the way you want, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. So it might not come the best way, but... it's something that's going to change your life, and I feel
like
in a positive way.
God works, yeah. God works in mysterious ways, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We get a flat tire and we freak out. We got a flat tire, and then we meet like this great guy who helps us with the flat tire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something like that, you know. So don't let any setbacks, you know, worry you.
Yes, because I get a very positive vibe through this. So even though, like, you might not be getting the information the way you want to get it, and it might cause
mm-hmm.
a lot of, you know, upheaval in your emotions, but I really feel a positivity behind it. So I have a feeling that your life is going to start going in a good direction after this change.
Awesome. Thank you, Amber,
Perfect.
For calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep, thanks.
All right. So we're going to go to our next caller. Let's see. You're
Hello.
On the air. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Tasha.
And
Hi,
where
Tasha.
Are you calling? Where are you calling from?
California. I was hearing the static when you were saying, "Hoping don't nobody hear," but I was hearing it.
Okay,
and
so
I,
California
sorry.
Heard it.
Oh no!
New York was all clear, but California
I was
and Florida
static.
And Canada, we all heard it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for verifying that for us. You know, because then we
yeah.
think it's just us. Like me and Summer will talk
yeah.
about it later. Are we the only ones that heard it? You know. So all right. So what's message from Spirit, Summer, that you have for her?
Let's go into life purpose, which this could be career or hobby-wise. And I'm seeing leadership. Take charge of your life, of your roles. I also see yoga, that you need, not necessarily yoga, because I know some people just are adamant against it, but the ideas of yoga. Bring that zen into your life. Balance your chakras. Really bring balance and simplicity into your life. And then children. So this could mean that you should work with children. Children have a tendency to respond well to you. I also, whenever I get this card, I hear that you need to get in touch with your inner child. That you need to kind of let loose sometimes and just play, you know. It's
oh,
always
that's
something
cool.
good for us.
Yeah, that's very good. That's very good. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I just recently got hired, so I don't know if this job is going to be the permanent job because I'm working with mentally ill patients. They're adults.
Of
so
all ages.
To me, they kind of their mentality is like childlike.
Yeah, that is. And maybe
you
need to get
you need to. You know, get down to their level too. You know what I mean?
That's
you
right.
need to.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with you to think like that a little bit. You know, and that's a very sweet, kind person to have that type of job. You know,
absolutely.
It takes a very patient, very patient and loving heart to have that type of job. My mom used to have a job in hospice, and she would change. Diapers for people with Alzheimer's and things like that, and that's a very, very special person to have that job. So you're very anointed with spirit, and the angels really love people who have those type of service jobs. So God bless you
Absolutely.
For right for having such a heart for that kind of job. So thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to the next person. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
New job.
Hold on a minute. I'm sorry. Here. Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. What's your name?
I
don't know the call. Sorry.
Yeah. Suzanne.
Suzanne, where are you from, Suzanne?
Long Island.
Long Island.
Suzanne.
So we have New York. We have Massachusetts,
yeah.
California, and now Suzanne in Long Island. Did you hear all the static earlier in the show?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
see?
No.
So I guess only the New York people didn't have to hear that.
Yeah.
So, Summer, what's your message from Spirit for Suzanne in Long
all
Island?
Right. Well, I'm feeling relationship for you. So.
Good, I can't wait.
Good. That means the angels are right on.
That's right.
All right. So I'm seeing, interesting. So they're wanting you to give your relationship a chance and also getting to know each other and new love. So
when?
I have a feeling that you know the person
when?
Or are just, or just beginning to get to know the person you're going to have a romantic love with. It's going to go beyond just a date. It's going to turn into love. But it's somebody that you're just getting to know or you've had your eye on. And they're wanting you to kind of give it a chance. It might be something a little unusual for you, like a guy that's not really your type or, you know, whatever.
I'm going to have to settle.
No. No, you never
you
know.
Have to
sometimes
settle.
Those people, yeah, sometimes
but,
those
but
people
open your
will sights. Surprise you.
Yeah, open your sights up, you know, because if you only date one type of person all the time,
no, I don't,
you're kind
but
of narrowing it down. Open up your, you know, your channel a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and they're wanting you to get to know this person, and that's when the new level
comes. Do I know
them?
I don't know anybody.
Well, maybe just give it a little time. I see this as coming really soon. So if you don't know them right now, it's coming really quick. You'll
all right.
meet them pretty soon. So
all right.
It's somebody you're going to know pretty quick, and then just get to know that person, and you'll be surprised at what they have to offer for you.
All right, Suzanne.
Oh, like
so
you've seen a couple of weeks
so,
or a month.
No,
she's like, give me a date. I need a Christmas date. I need a New
yeah.
Year's Eve date. Suzanne wants some numbers.
Yeah.
Do
you
but
have
I
any
get,
type
I get
of...
the feeling of soon. Just soon, because of the cards I pulled. I just have a feeling it's going to be soon, but I can't tell you exactly when.
May I ask real quickly, I applied for a new job. Do you see that coming?
Let's just pull one real quick. So I see justice, practice, and trust. So whatever you're doing, it needs to be balanced with your life. And it could be in the law enforcement or not law enforcement, lawyer type thing, deliberations, debates.
No,
but
no, no. Like I'm a
is,
teacher aide. I don't want to be bus matron. That had nothing to do with law at all.
Well, then just
well,
balance.
You know what,
because
being a
the thing is with the
is a little bit about law, because you gotta do a lot of discipline
fairness.
As a teacher. You know,
and
so,
fairness.
No, I'm not a
yeah.
teacher. I'm an aide, but I need to do something else because I don't make enough money. So I was thinking bus matron, lunch monitor, and even two half part-time jobs.
I just see it's hard to say because justice for me, that just means fairness. You need to balance things. It's not necessarily your job's going to make fairness, but it could be balancing your life that you need to do something that makes you both happy and gives you money. But whatever it is, I see you might need to practice to get your skills up and then trust yourself. And trust your gut. Go with what your gut's telling you to do.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
so
I don't.
Much.
I have the skills for the jobs I applied for. I'm just waiting for openings.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good. So it looks like soon with your love life and positive with you getting the job. So keep a positive attitude because that's really important.
Yeah,
if you have a lot of worry and a lot of negativity, I don't know if I'll get it. I don't know if I'll get it. You're manifesting that out into the universe. Say, I am going to get this job. You know, that kind of positive affirmation makes you manifest your dreams to come true. So do your very best to think, and even when you speak about it, be positive. I'm going to get this job. I'm ready for it. You see, you know. So I hope we helped a little bit, Suzanne.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. Do we have another caller? Let's see. We have another caller, producer?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, this goes
you're
by
on
quick.
The air? You're on the air. What's your name? No, we'll go to the next one. This summer, this is the time I say, it's live radio.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to the next caller. Some people call in to listen, you know, and
right.
then we get them on the air, and they're like, oh, God.
No,
you know,
no,
I didn't,
no.
I didn't, yeah, I was just going to listen, you know what I mean? It's the same
yeah.
number to call in to listen or to speak with the host, and we don't know. On our dashboard, it just shows people on hold. So it might
right.
be somebody who just wanted to listen to the show. So we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Let me know, producer. If
hello.
You're on the air? All right. So we're not going to worry about that, Summer Allen, right now.
All right.
We'll just chit-chat for a little while because we have about 5 minutes left in the show. How would somebody get a hold of you to get a reading?
I have a Facebook page called Mystic Summer Moon, and you can message me on there and we can set up readings. I'll also be doing free readings from time to time on there and possibly some giveaways for a few tarot decks that, you know, I have so many that I was thinking about giving a few away for, you know, a lucky someone.
That's very nice of you. So you're facebook.com/mystic summer moon. All right, and I'll put that on my Facebook page, facebook.com/divinerealmreader, and I'll put Summer's link on my page, so either way, and also to this radio
link.
Thank
you.
And that way people can get a hold of you. And Summer is a very, very good reader, and I've really been very impressed with her work, and she's also a dream reader and can help you analyze your dreams, and she even knows a little bit about Atlantis.
Okay, I loved
and,
that.
and is being an angelic medium, you know, an angelic medium is, you know, we're going through the angels for our mediumship. Instead of going straight to Aunt Sally, we're going
right
through Archangel Michael, and Archangel Michael contacts Aunt Sally, and that's how we get our messages. So it's a much safer way for the mediums as well as for the client. So I'm
yes
very proud of you, Summer, for
you
doing so well.
Thank you.
So,
I actually love it. And I've actually had a few people ask me, like, I'm one of the few that's actually anti-religious. Well, not anti,
oh,
I'm not religious at all. And I've had
that's
people
great to
ask
end the
me
show
about
with
the
Summer
angels.
Last 3 minutes of the show. No, but you believe in angels. You believe
but
in
I
angels.
I believe that they're like my guides. I use them as
yeah
my guides. And I really believe that it doesn't matter if you're religious or not. They're there for you. So,
correct. They're non-denominational. So true.
Yeah, so people who get a hold of you and they're a little, I don't know, I'm not into angels or I'm not into, you know, Christianity, neither am I, and they come to me every time I call. So.
And, you know, you'll have clients like that. You'll have clients that are super, super religious or Catholic or Christian, or there are people who don't believe in angels, but they believe in aliens. You know?
Yeah.
So as long as we believe in something, I guess, that's
yeah,
what's really important, you know, is that
yeah
we call them our guides or, you know, our guardian angels or, you know,
yeah,
archangels.
I think no matter how you look at it, they're the same sort of thing. They're that spiritual being that is all denominations. That was something I had learned, is it doesn't matter your denomination or what. It's still spiritual, and it's the same intent. As long as you have the love in your heart, right? They're going to come and help
exactly
you.
Exactly, exactly. And
yeah
you have a lot of love in your heart, Summer. So I'm real proud of
thank
you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like a reading, go to facebook.com/mysticsummermoon, and you can contact Summer Allen about getting a full reading. And she'll be doing some giveaways with some tarot cards. And I want to thank you so much for being on tonight's show.
Well, thank you for having me. It was fun.
Thank you.
Went by so
all right
quick.
I know, it's over, right?
Yeah.
You have a wonderful night, Summer.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Angel.